Kyoto News English World。
はい、皆さんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材して、オリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えて楽しくおしゃべりしていけたらと思っています。今日は、記者3人でお届けします。私は山口祐樹と申します。最近まで日本語の部署にいて、英文記者の部署である海外部に移動してきました。よろしくお願いいたします。
Hello everyone, my name is Toma. I've been at Kyoto News for 5 to 6 years now. I am known as a massive bookworm and I am currently reading The Bullet That Missed by Richard Osman.
よろしくお願いします。
Hi, I'm Junko Horiuchi. I've been working for Kyoto since 2009, so almost 15 years. I have also worked at Matsue Bureau for the Japanese section. Thank you.
はい、ありがとうございます。今日の、テーマとなる記事なんですけれども、トマさん、どういうタイトルの記事でしょうか？
Revamped public toilet tours give visitors unique view of Tokyo.
はい。ユニークな、公衆トイレのツアーが、東京で人気という記事ですね。それでは冒頭の部分少し読み上げていただけますか。
Tours of revamped public restrooms in Tokyo's Shibuya Ward were launched earlier this month to dispel the traditional perception of the facilities as being dirty and smelly, giving visitors from home and abroad a unique lens with which to view the city. A total of 17 public restroomsHave been redesigned by notable architects under the Tokyo Toilet Project, turning the often neglected spaces to safer and more fashionable structures.
はい、どうもありがとうございます。3月の、下旬に配信された記事ですけれども、なんとこれトマさんが直接ツアーに参加されて書かれた記事ということで、
yes.
こういうその公衆トイレがリノベートされて、どんどん新しくおしゃれなトイレが増えてるみたいですけども、そこを取り上げたツアーということで、すごく面白い経験だと思うんですけども、そもそも なんでこういうツアー取材しようと思ったんですか？
Well, it was brought to my attention by、one of the editors, but also, you know, I'd seen some of the toilets that arePart of this project. I think a lot of people probably know the toilet that's transparent, and when you lock it, it fogs up. And I wasn't aware that this was part of the project, and so I was able to kind of learn about the background and what thoughts went into the creation of it.
なんか建築好きな人にもすごい好まれそうなツアーですよね。
Yeah. So.For example, the ones that are transparent were created by a notable architect called Ban Shigeru Ban. But I think a lot of people are also interested in seeing Ando Tadao and Kuma Kengo. Some really, really famous people were part of the project. So it was really interesting seeing each kind of their own stamp on the public restrooms.
なるほどですね。なんでもこういう形でイノベーティブなトイレがなんかいろいろ出てきてるんですか？
Well, for this particular project, they renovated bathrooms that already existed but were neglected, weren't, you know, maybe a bit dirty. A lot of people may not want to use it because it's also dated. And kind of to dispel those negative perceptions of kind of smelly and dirty and for some people maybe dangerous as well, they decided to make new really clean places. I mean, these places are cleaned 3 times a day as well. So I think for anyone really, it's a nice place to use a toilet. Yeah.
やっぱりトイレが綺麗だとそこに行こうかなっていう気にもなりますよね。
I mean they're visually also very nice to, very nice, so there's that as well.
確かにそうですよね。その公衆トイレってやっぱりね、なんか古いトイレでなんかトイレットペーパーなんかなくなったりしてて、なんかね和式だったりしてて、なんかちょっとね用足しにくかったりとか、結構その汚れてたりとか、そういうイメージがありますけども、こういう公衆 トイレ、すごい有名な建築家の方が手掛けられたりとか、すごい他では見られない工夫しているトイレっていうのは、なかなかギャップがやっぱすごいですね。なんかそこがなんか魅力の一つなんですかね。
Oh, most definitely, most definitely, yeah. And there are also a lot of them prior to the renovations were probably also dark places. So, you know, they incorporate a lot of sunlight. A lot of places at the top might have kind of like foggedglass so that it incorporates a lot of sunlight. Yeah.
堀内さんいかがですか。やっぱりなんか私の中で公衆トイレってなんかそういうね、なんか昔のなんかちょっと汚くてなんか臭くてっていうようなイメージがあるから、なかなかその緊急時以外はなんか使用しないみたいな感じの自分の中でのルールがあるんですけど、こういうトイレだったらなんとなくなんか使ってみたいような気もしますね。
そうですよね。ちょっと汚いから我慢しちゃうとかっていうところもあると思うので。はい、むしろ積極的にそこに行こうかなっていう気にもなるし、これはやっぱり和式じゃない、大体洋式ですか。
I think yeah, most yeah, I think they were.
おむつ替えね、シートとかもある。
I didn't look that thoroughly for diapers, but I mean it's friendly. Most of them are friendly for like disabled users as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
なるほど。それもいいですね。
トマさんどうですか。ツアーに参加してみて、なんか大体なんか どれぐらいのツアーなんですかね。なんかどういう感覚、何分ぐらい、何時間ぐらいとかあって。
So there's two different tours. They're all in Shibuya Ward, and half is west, half is east. I went on the western route, and it's about depends on the traffic. So you get on a kind of a shuttle bus, a minivan essentially, and takes.Depends on the traffic, but I think when I went, it was maybe like 2 hours.
なかなかね、貴重な経験ですよね。その、日常生活でなんか2時間トイレを見続ける経験があんまりないですからね。
It was really interesting. It was really interesting. Like, the western route included the transparent toilets by Banshigeru. And the reasoning behind them being transparent were...because you can see if anyone's in them and you can also see if it's clean or not. So, you know, I think some people have a fear of not only that they're dirty, but also maybe somebody's hiding, you know? And so you can see that immediately before using it.Yeah.
なるほどですね。
ああ、そうですね。
確かに、なんかそういう点はやっぱりなんかね、女性にとってもかなりね、なんか安心できる点なんじゃないかなとね、思います。そのツアーされた中での一番のお気に入りのトイレってありました？
Yeah, I mean, the transparent ones definitely. Maybe also there's one on Nanago Dori Koen Toire, which is, it looks just kind of like a white dome, just kind of fell from the sky and is just sitting there. And from afar, it looks just kind of piece of artwork. And then when you get closer, you realize it's a bathroom and it's just really unique. I quite like that one. Yeah.
確かにいいですよね。なんかそこのトイレかと思ったらなんかね、そのすごく綺麗ななんかオブジェみたいな感じだったらね。
Yeah, yeah. And there's also one on the route that I went on. There's also one in Sasazuka. And from afar, it kind of looks rusty. It doesn't look very like special or anything. But when you get closer, there's little engravings of rabbits. And, you know, there's a yellow...kind of moon-like structure above the toilet, so it's very charming. It's very cute.
なるほどですね。いろんな工夫がね、施されてるんですね。
Yeah, I strongly recommend it. It was very fun.
堀内さん、いかがですか？
特にね、日本らしい感じなのかなと思って。外国のトイレも結構有料なところが多いイメージですけど、それでもそんなに綺麗なイメージもなくて、どうですかね。
Yeah, definitely some of the things that I hear from people who come to visit Japan is, you know, how the cleanliness. So I think, you know, this project will also, this tour and these toilets also fall into that image as well of cleanliness.
確かにそうですね。これ外国人の方も結構参加されてたりしました、ツアーに。
When I went there weren't. It was only Japanese people. And also when I went, they had only just started the tour. It was, I think, maybe a week in. But Yeah, I heard that there were some, they did have some interest from overseas visitors. Mm-hmm. And also the thing with this project is that it also was in Perfect Days, which is a film that was nominated.
Yes.
So some of the toilets, you know, he plays, Yakusho Koji plays a public toilet cleaner. And a lot, some of the toilets that are part of this project are also in the tour. Also for, people who like films, I think it would be interesting.
なるほどですね。やっぱりなんか日本のクリーンなイメージがこういうツアーにもね、現れてということで。yeah. あの、堀内さんもあれですよね。なんかトイレの記事をあのこの前書かれたとかって。
この前でもなくて結構、かなり前ですけど、数年ぐらい前ですけど、やっぱりデパート、渋谷のデパートですごく綺麗なトイレができたっていうので、トイレについてフィーチャー書いたりしましたね。
確かに、でもあれですね、やっぱり日本って結構やっぱ綺麗な、ね、特にその建物のデパートとかのトイレすごく綺麗ですから。
そうですよね。
そこのところでもね、なんかインバウンドの競争力があるのかもしれない
Maybe. I feel like there's a lot of really nice, like unique public toilets apart from this project recently.
そうですね。あの、ぜひぜひちょっといろんなトイレがあるようですので、あの、興味のある方はぜひ、あの、参加してみてほしいなと思いました。はい、そろそろ時間になってきてしまったんですけども、あの共同通信では、共同ニュースプラスというサイトで日本や世界で起きた出来事について英語のニュースを発信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん、
See you next time!